In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This fourth Sunday of Easter is affectionately called Good Shepherd Sunday, because always the gospel lesson is taken from the 10th chapter of St. John, and which is flooded with the images of sheep and shepherd and pastures and flock, and attributes the title of Good Shepherd to Jesus. But the imagery of shepherd and sheep predate the New Testament. The imagery goes back as far as we can imagine in Jewish thought. The Hebrew scriptures that we call the Old Testament are peppered with the images of sheep and shepherd and pasture. Perhaps the most famous and beloved be the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And in this psalm, God is portrayed as the shepherd and the nation of Israel, the flock. And God protects and nourishes and guides and leads Israel. That really is the gist of the narrative of the Old Testament. And then returning to the New Testament, the imagery of sheep and shepherd tell us who Jesus is. I propose today that the very image of shepherd and sheep is in and of itself holy, in and of itself sacred. If you've never met a sheep, if you've never known a shepherd, if you've never read a verse of the Bible, if you knew nothing of Christianity, the single picture of shepherd and sheep would give us a gist of what it's all about. I tell young parents sometimes who have babies to place in their nurseries or in their rooms images or drawings of shepherd and sheep, because the image itself might convey more of the meaning of the love of God than all the words that baby will ever hear for all of his or her life. It is an image that is holy. In the 10th chapter of John, the image assumes an ancient Palestinian method of shepherding sheep. In that world, shepherds would lead their sheep. Sheep would follow the shepherds. And the sheep would know the shepherd. They would know the voice, the piping of the shepherd. You know, all my life in sermons, I've heard preachers preach about how dumb sheep are. They talk about how sheep just follow one another over cliffs and they nibble their way into trouble. And yes, sheep are like humans. They do stupid things from time to time. But they are not dumb. They have the capacity to love. They have a capacity to follow. They have a capacity to be attached in spirit to their shepherd. That's not dumb. That's holy. And then at night, we're told in the ancient world that often the shepherds would take their flocks into a common stall, a common fold, and they would mix their flocks together. And from the outside looking in, you would think that would be utter chaos. After all, they all look alike. But that's an insult to a shepherd. A shepherd knows his sheep by name and by need. I grew up in high school with several sets of twins. But there's one set of twins, the most identical set of twins I've ever seen. I've called them Deanna and Deanna. For 12 years, I could never tell them apart, and no one else could either. The only person that found that laughable was their mother. Their mother couldn't understand how we couldn't tell these two girls apart. She says, they are as different as night and day. That's because the mother had a oneness in spirit with her girls. She knew them in a way that only a mother could. A shepherd would know sheep by name and by need. And so we come really to the point of the image, and that is what Christianity promises. We are unique in our religion, that we are not a religion of law, that we have law and we honor it, we memorize it. We are not a religion of simple ethical teachings, though we have the teachings of Jesus and we practice and we follow it. But first and foremost, we are a religion of a relationship with a living Lord raised from the dead in our spirits. That is a bold and radical thing to believe. One of my favorite parts of our liturgy leading into the Lord's Prayer is when the priest says this: "And now, as the Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father." It is a bold thing to claim that intimacy with our almighty, immortal, invisible God. Two of the most holy words in all of our life are the words, "Our Father," to claim that intimacy. And that is what the image of Good Shepherd teaches us about our faith and our religion. is a religion of abiding intimacy between our souls and our Creator, and a vibrant energy. Now we must be careful not to interpret this abiding relationship in a simplistic, linear, Pollyannish way, to say that in some way it might protect us from the complexities and the trials of this world. Because, you know, viruses happen. Cells come together and make cancer. Tragedies happen. Unfair things take place in this world. But the abiding love of God, it will fill every gap. And that is the promise of Christianity. Do we pray for prosperity? Yes. Do we pray for healing? Yes. Do we pray for the ease of suffering? Of course we do. And we believe in prayer. But sometimes when we have to live in the tension of an unfair world and a hurting world, we have to depend on that abiding love and believe that it fills the gap. Another one of the beautiful images I've seen in art depicts a shepherd holding a mortally wounded sheep in his arms as the sheep was dying. As much as the shepherds would try to protect from time to time, a beast or bandit or thief would crawl over the sides of the walls of the fold and hurt the sheep. And the shepherd's love of holding that mortally wounded sheep until it dies. The abiding love being with the sheep forever. And that's the promise of Christianity. Is that enough? Is that sufficient, we ask? Our faith says that it is. And when we feel numb to it, when we doubt it, and worst of all, when we become indifferent to it, what we are to do is close our eyes and think of the image of sheep and shepherd and allow that holy image to do its work in our souls. Because it will. It is one of the most holy images that we can ever imagine. And we're given that image today. Today is set aside to honor it, to commemorate, and to practice the image. May we never take it for granted. And for the rest of our lives, think and pray the image of the Good Shepherd. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.